This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center. Today we talk with Jennifer Lusk, occupational therapist and director of the rehab department. Let's start with the physical and occupational therapy and give us a kind of an overview of what you do.
Physical therapy, occupational therapy, we are there to meet people's post-operative needs and those suffering from illness, injury, that are struggling with their daily occupations. So say for occupational therapy, which is my niche, I treat people that have loss of function, those folks that say post-operative or have muscle injuries, bone injuries, tendon issues, or neurological conditions that or make it difficult for them to carry on their daily tasks. I help them with strengthening and to rehab to where they can get back to their previous functional level and being able to move forward in a healthy way. You know, say those that have a back condition or a recent hip replacement. Physical therapists can teach you how to walk again and how to strengthen your legs, but I'm there to help you learn how to dress yourself. It's the little things that teach independence and bring more quality to your life.
It sounds like a big component of occupational therapy is also learning to adapt.
It's relearning simple tasks, which can be frustrating. Sometimes you have to learn a different way about going after things. But there's also assistive equipment out there that most people don't know about that can help you extend your reach. So you can't bend over to put on your socks or your pants any longer, but there's a long-handled reacher, there's a sock aid, there's tools out there that you can be trained in so that you're independent and relying less on your loved ones to help care for yourself.
Explain to us what joint camps are.
Which is a free service to those that are preparing to undergo a joint replacement. They can seek a joint camp referral from their physician and come in to speak with an OT and a PT to learn exercises to do beforehand to help with strengthening, to learn about home modifications and assistive equipment out there to help them best prepare for that joint replacement. And then once they have that joint replaced, they have rehab services, usually in the hospital, with PT, OT services to help get them better and back home. But if they ever find that, boy, I'm just not feeling quite yet ready for home, they can seek our skilled therapy services, which means being admitted from one hospital to our hospital over at Helen Newberry Joy Hospital, and can receive therapy services here to further strengthen them and best prepare them for home.
Now, once they get home, is that it?
We even offer home visitations. So say joint replaced, you're at our hospital, we can go home together and have you walk through the kitchen to the bedroom. How are you getting in and out of your bathroom? What kind of equipment will you need to be successful and safe and to limit falls? Because that's always the big issue on our mind is making sure that the balance is there and that safety is in place before that transition to home.
Thank you, Jennifer Lusk, occupational therapist and director of the rehab department.